Welcome to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Think on this.
You know, there are times that we're not sure what to do in a situation. And I think that it's so cool to look at Matthew chapter 10 and how Jesus commissions the disciples to be healers of the heart and soul. Because that's really wherever we go, that's our calling. And he gave some very incredible and kind of fun instructions. Like, I can just see him packing them up to go, Joshua. They're getting ready to go. And so the first thing is you need to let everyone know that the realm of heaven is now. It's accessible. It's just a dimension next door. Everyone can access what it brings. And then, you know, take healing to those people who are sick. And I think especially in those times, the sick people were ignored. And instead he said, take that healing to them. And then look for the people that carry the burden of darkness and death. And, you know, both of you and I have known in the ministry that we have seen people so burdened down by that. So we know the reality of what Jesus is talking about. And then it just says, share the power of the kingdom just as it was freely given to you. And that's really about grace, that grace is that free gift of power that allows us to do the things that we can't do on our own. And then this is my favorite part, travel light. You know, God's going to give you what you need, so travel light.
I like that. And, you know, he also made it clear that when you walk into a home, that you should declare peace over that home. And, you know, you may go into someone's home and think, wow, what a mess. This is crazy. This is chaotic. But you are there to bring them peace. And then he even takes a step farther, saying that if for whatever reason they don't accept that peace, then don't let that take away your peace. You right. Just peacefully, you know, leave and kind of go on your way.
Yeah, I love that, because sometimes then we get all kind of crazy right. When someone rejects us because they just aren't able to accept that peace. But, you know, I will tell you that I have been in those same kind of places where the just chaos is reigning, but people do sit down and listen to how they can receive peace. And when they do, everything just changes. And it's amazing to me that God allows us to help people come to that place.
Right. So carry the message wherever you go. Give peace. You've been listening to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Visit our website at tablethink.com for more content.